Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Brenda. Who's on?
This is Lee.
Good morning, Lee.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Working at it.
Working at it?
Yeah.
That's good. Anybody else on too?
Good morning, Brenda. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you today?
Very good.
Very good. Good. That's good. What, Lee, what can you do that you're working at that can get it better?
Oh, I have fibromyalgia. And I have Paget's disease, which is a bone disease. So, you know, then my nerves get a little with my husband once in a while with the Alzheimer's. So it's just I'm working at it just to stay positive, to stay positive and use the body energizer and everything else.
Yeah. Good morning. Who else has joined us today?
Hi, this is Loretta.
Good morning, Loretta.
Hi. Can I ask a quick question, then I have to leave?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know if the cookware set has been sold that someone said they had, an extra set, the Kensen cookware?
I do, because I told them I was interested in if they were breaking it up, you know, into pieces, that I'd be interested in some pieces, and I got a message that they had sold it.
It had already been sold. Okay.
But I also heard that Nikan is selling it again.
Oh, really?
Is that true? I don't know.
They're wonderful dishes. I can't imagine why they would stop selling them.
Well, it's a manufacturer, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. And they were supposed to add it was going to add a larger fry pan and a wok to that set.
I just wish they'd sell separate pieces. I think they'd sell a lot more.
Probably. Wonderful. All of them are just wonderful pieces. All right, I have to run, and thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome. Have a good
day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello. Who else has joined us?
This is Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
And I just heard a little bit of that, but I wanted to say that was my question. Most people wanted to buy it individually, pieces.
Yeah, I think we ought to write a bunch of letters or something, because I think they probably would sell 10 times more if they would sell the pieces individually.
From the very beginning, I've had the people that wanted the skillets, you know, and all, but they didn't need all or didn't want all that other, you know.
Right, that's me. You know, there's just the two of us.
I was able to sell any of it at all to anybody, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they start making
it. I'm just saying that. They've got to listen to some type of marketing, you know, from out in the field of what we encounter.
Yeah, I think that we should write letters into marketing and make this suggestion, because there's so many of us that, you know, are just like two, and we don't need all those pieces.
Uh-huh. So, as I said, it really is. But, I mean,
you can only get one.
That's right.
Yeah. My favorite is the small saucepan. I use that thing Constantly.
Uh-huh. Well, as I said, that's it. But now, my understanding is it's not going to be available at all, period, right?
Well, I heard, I don't know, I should just call, but I heard that it was back on sale. But I think we would have got a message on the Internet.
Yeah.
I think we would have. I just heard that they were going to have to find, it would be back, but they were going to have to find another manufacturer.
Yeah.
Was not, they were not holding up, I guess, on to the quality that it should be, or having problems. I had one customer buy a complete set, and it had been shipped back and reshipped to her because she'd bought another set of it, and she was buying this for a wedding gift and all, and it had been unpackaged and not repackaged back. And, of course, she'd never known that if she hadn't had a first, you know, set. And I tried to, you know, get her to call back and say, you know, this is not right. But it really should not have been sent out again to her. If somebody had returned it, you know.
Yeah.
I've been. I just had a person with that bought the professional pack, and if the bracelet that came, you know, the little green bracelet, inside of it wasn't inside there. And then, I don't know, she got it Friday. I recalled them, and they sent her another one. And with no postage and everything, so she put it on, and if it didn't break.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. And, I mean, I don't know what's going on, you know. It makes me look like, she said, well, it just looks like it's been too old or something or other for it to have come on with that little, you know, the little green bracelet, you know, magnetic far infrared sports bracelet. So now I've got to try to retake care of that today. So, anyway, I don't know.
I have three of them that I've put together as a necklace.
I never have put my sports ones together, but this one's stretched, and I may, because I know this one I've worn so long is going to break soon, because it's got a place in there you can kind of tell what it is. And I've had, I guess I've had two of them break for me. The green part, right, but near the catch gives way.
My sponsor has put two of them together, which is too much for me. I had to wrap three to make it work. But anyway, he put two together and wore it as an ankle bracelet, and he said it really helped his leg.
Really? Huh. Well, that's neat. I hadn't thought about putting it on the ankle, because see where they did my open heart surgery, that ankle swells. And so...
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't. When I put the two on, it was way too big.
Uh-huh.
So I had to wrap three and then wrap it around more.
Uh-huh. Well, that's an idea to do. I haven't gotten my black ones yet, but I guess I kept thinking they'd be here today to see how they were going to hold up.
They're really nice.
They're really nice?
Yeah,
good. I've heard some
really
people
nice.
Say on the call that they use two of them together, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You can on your neck, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I use it on my wrist for my work. And I've used it on my neck and when my neck was hurting, and it stopped real fast.
Really? With the two?
Yeah.
I hope mine come in today, because that's what I want to use on there.
It is just a touch larger. We measured it with the green one. And it is a touch larger.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I have a lot of young little girls that would like it, but it's so big on them, they can't wear it. But I know they just have to come in one size. Cause,
has anybody else joined us? Anybody else there this morning want to say hello? Give you a chance to say hello? Nobody's there yet.
Let me ask another question real quick, and I won't ask any more.
You can ask all the questions you'd like to ask.
Well, it's not exactly, but I had a lady here earlier this morning doing on something, and she said, I hope y'all haven't gotten your flu shot yet. And I said, no, I haven't. And she said, well, don't get it. Have y'all heard anything negative concerning that this year, or do you ever get one?
No,
I've
heard that, they've added a little bit more because of some different strain or something like that. And my sister-in-law got one. She hasn't had any side effects or anything.
Why did she say don't get one?
She said because they had added another, and I wrote it down. They added another ingredients to it, and it's mercury.
Ooh.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
And I just was so shocked, but she and her husband were both so emphatic about it, and she said that you know, once you take it, you can give the virus from it for 21 days to somebody else. I just never had heard all this stuff, so I don't know where they got everything, you know, but I wrote the name of it down, but I don't know what I did with that.
I'm going to the doctor's tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow, and I'm certainly going to ask some questions.
Well, ask some questions, because the ingredient in there, and I wrote it down on a piece of paper here that she did. Oh, she said it has.
Wait a minute, I'm getting a pencil to write it down, because I am going in tomorrow and I was going to get one. Okay, I'm writing.
Okay. I spelled it as T-H-E-R-M-A-S-O-L. She says thermosol has been added to it this year and said that is mercury.
Why on earth would they do that?
I don't know. She said they had added so many more viruses to it this year, trying to get it to hit, you know, the ones that they never, you know, they miss sometimes. So I don't know if that's hearsay, but her husband's a lot on the Internet, so I don't know. And they both are, but she was...
Well, the flu can be very dangerous. It's not anything to fool with, and I never recommend to people to not get their flu shot. I tell them it's up to you what you do.
I'll ask my doctor tomorrow.
But I do know that I have some clients who have been sick for well over a month. Very sick, bronchitis, coughing, everything already. And it's not going away. No, just
did they get a flu shot?
And they have had the shot. And they have had the shot, and it isn't going away. And they are now, well, I know one of them at least, is now buying Greenzyme, Siaga, and Lactoferrin. And I have complete faith that is within a week she will be 75% better.
What about immunity, Linda? Well, are you saying it's a side effect?
Am I saying what?
That she has a side effect from taking the shot?
No, I'm just saying she's sick.
What about immunity, Brenda?
Immunity would be another good one, but I usually try to start with them with these three because I've had good luck with it. I had another lady last winter who was sick for 2 months. She was on her third and fourth dose of antibiotics. She has lung problems. And she was just sick, constantly, not able to kick it. The doctors didn't know what to do with her. And finally I said, Kay, would you please just take some Siaga, Greenzyme, and Lactoferrin? And she did. Within 1 week, she went to the doctor, and he said she was 75% better, less than a week. And I know it sounds miraculous, but it seems to work every time. But Kay wasn't taking it once a day. She was doing what it was directed for her to do at least twice a day. She was her sickest.
That's what Dr. Moscow said was the three most important things to take. And then I asked him the question. I said, well, what if I had somebody that couldn't afford to take all three? What would you say was the most important? And I was sure he was going to say the Jade Greenzymes. And he said the Lactoferrin.
And it's one of those things that is so sneaky because when you take it, you don't think you're getting anything out of it. But you really are.
How many is she taking a day?
Kay?
Of the lacto, how many is she taking?
She was taking only one, but she could have taken more. She was doing more in the Greenzyme and Yaga. And then she, you know what? She quit taking it. Because she was well for a long time, and she thought, well, I'm redoing my budget. I can't afford it. I'm going to let it go. And she got sick again. And I told her that would happen because people stop because they feel good, and then they get sick again. And now she won't stop taking it. She said, you know, I have been sick, well, and I finally realized I stay well when I take care of myself. So, and the expense, I personally, I don't know how everybody does this, but I don't push it. I tell them, you can try this, and this is how much it's going to cost. And you know what, when you get sick of being sick, that $45 for a Lactoferrin isn't overboard. It's the person's decision what they do, and I never act like it's expensive. I just say, you know, this is the price, period. I have a lot of people who won't take it, but it seems like people are starting to start. And the nutrition is really great, too, what we eat, because the lady was in yesterday talking about her iron being low and what do I do, and I wanted to ask you, Nancy, and everybody else about the iron. Because I said, well, Lactoferrin is iron binding, and then you could eat spinach, and my other client says, she named something else, bell peppers or something. But what are the iron foods, high iron foods that help us?
Does some dry food also have ions in it?
Dry what?
apricots, dried figs.
Dried fruit?
Yes. And the apricots have sources of iron and a few others. I can't recall from my pregnancy list. I had a list of them for all of this food.
Well, I want to know because, you know...
The dark of the green leaf, the dark of the leaf colors, likely you have lesser iron. So look for the dark of the colors in leaf. And then dry fruits, I know that dry apricot is on top of the list. I would say dry figs as well.
So does it go along with the things that have the most intense color or higher in iron, or am I wrong on that?
Dark greens. And the greens is the dark of the greens have loads of iron.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah, and the question is, oh, is it going to constipate me? Well, no, not if it's high in fiber. It's not. It's going to help you.
Yeah. But the tablets that will constipate you, I mean, if you get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as it's concerned, no.
I was just choking. Also, like the eaten lentils, that kind of stuff has iron.
Right.
Sorry, I can't talk.
So pretty much if they eat the variety like we do, increase all the greens, stick with the darker leafy, they should up their iron pretty soon. So.
Thank you. That's good. That's...
I think broccoli also has, doesn't it? Wait.
Yeah, I'm just, in general, because I'm not going to name all the vegetables, but the darker green, the darker the color, the more iron content you're going to get to look. Eat more darker colors, yeah. The collards and all sort of things, so yeah. But, you know, because there's so many dark greens, just stick with the dark greens. Stay with them. Obviously, the iceberg lettuce, there's not going to have much in there. So just have the darker color stuff.
That's why I put the lentils in the rice.
Yeah, lentils.
Get more iron.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Are a lot of people becoming iron deficient?
They need geritol.
They need geritol. They need greenzymes. That's dark green, right? Would that have a lot of iron?
No.
I would say.
Yeah.
Well, there's chlorophyll. Isn't that iron? It does not say iron on the jar.
There's all the color of the dark green, so,
dark green.
You know, you're looking at collards, you're looking at all sort of greens and broccolis and, you know, just go through down your list of the darker colors.
There was a news report on yesterday about vitamin D in children, and a lot of children aren't getting their vitamin D, and adults, and we've talked about vitamin D before. And the children get rickets and soft bones when they don't get enough vitamin D. And so they were recommending 400 milligrams of vitamin D for children to take a substitute. And the reporter who is interviewing this doctor says, well, why not just send them out in the sun for 10 minutes a day? And he said, well, people don't because they get slathered down with all of this sunscreen, and they never really have the vitamin D come from the sun, and risk of cancer is so high you don't want to send your children out for 10 minutes a day. And I thought, how could he stay
10 minutes a day? You can't send it for 10 minutes. How do you answer that?
That was absolutely kind of ridiculous. But
far, I don't care for the news, so period.
It's really interesting, though, that the lifestyle that we've gotten in the last few years for our kids is developing, they say, through some of the classes I've taken, backaches in children, carpal tunnel in children, older diseases. They're getting diabetes and now vitamin D deficiency because they stay inside all day long and play video games and sit and do nothing. The lady that spoke to our Seroptimus special meeting we had on Sunday is a diabetes educator, and she goes into the school screening kids. She's the one who told us about the ring around the neck for a precursor to know if someone has diabetes. She also said lighter skin people tend to get more skin tan around their neck. So that's something to watch out for as a precursor. And she said, in our area, which has an ethnic, Hispanic ethnic population, of great detail, you know, those, the ethnic population that likes chubby children. Out of our area, 2 out of 3 people will be diabetic. 2 out of 3. And I thought that was just outrageous. And she said that it's about food and changing the diet that the person has. And so they have a program going now that get moving, eat better, and get rest, take care of yourself. So they're, I thought that was really cool that they're on their way to educating people well.
Well, pretty much they're on the statistic of America, 67% overweight, so that's nothing unusual, so they should implement for the whole country. So the whole country is sick. That's all I can say. We can just make a different one by one. And it's all got to do with lifestyle, and diabetes got to do with high cholesterol and high fat in your body.
I asked her, I said, okay, why don't the doctors tell us this, that what you've just told us?
They're not educated.
You know, we know these things, and you're from the Diabetic Association going out and screening people and talking to people and educating people. Why aren't the doctors doing it? And she said, the doctors have 7 minutes with you. Their thing isn't to teach you this. Hopefully we can start spreading this news and then they can get it and they can start implementing it too. But it was a hope. Now, it was a hope that there's the organization is teaching lifestyle change. And another thing she said was, we can't go into the school and send home letters to parents, hey, your kid's too fat, they need to lose weight. Because they get very offended and they don't like that. But the better way to approach them is, we've done a screening for diabetes and your child is high risk for diabetes. And then they can go in and teach them about the nutrition and the, they listen to that more than they listen to your child needs to lose weight.
I don't know if legally they can actually test these kids.
They don't do a blood test.
I don't know if they can prick your finger without the parents' consent.
Oh. Yeah, they would be normally what I'm in the school, what normally do, they'll send out notice those are interested. There'll be a certain screening come to school, those are interested, sign up, and here's a little, leave weight for them, that kind of stuff, and then they will do it. So nothing nowadays go without any consent or signature to waiver, so.
And they, most of what they use is just, One of the biggest telltale signs is the dark ring around their neck that they can see.
And that's liver issues.
Mm-hmm. It's showing that there's a problem going on.
You literally cannot turn on TV now without seeing somebody talk about weight.
Thank goodness. It's fine.
Yesterday morning on the M&J show, there was a black woman with her daughter. The mother was obese, the daughter was obese, and the mother was in such denial. And here doctors and nutritionists are telling her this is not healthy, and she says, I'm healthy, does not believe that anything's going to happen or that she has influenced her daughter to be the size that she is. Interesting. There was something I heard this morning that as few as 3 hours after eating saturated fat, your arteries start to tighten up, stiffen up. That's really scary.
So I found a recipe, a quickie recipe in a magazine that I have, that I've used, that I love, and it's not really a recipe, it's a snack. And you guys may have been doing it, but mix peanut butter, raw honey, and cinnamon together for your toast bread. Now, I've used peanut butter, I've used honey, and I've used cinnamon, but I've never used all three of them together. It's good. And you can put it on your apple. I've used peanut butter on apple, but I've never done the honey and the cinnamon together. It's very good. And you get the benefits from all three. Has anybody ever tried that?
Nope. Nope, but it sounds good.
It's good. Give it a shot. It's one of those new fun little things that you can share with people and they go, oh, I'm going to try that, and they remember it.
It sure is quick and easy.
Quick, easy, and satisfying. When you run in and you don't know.
Do you mix it together or try to layer it?
I stirred it together on a plate, like I used to do peanut butter and jelly when I was a kid.
Oh.
But, yeah, stir it together on a plate and then smear it on. It's a really good little snack. Like a quarter teaspoon of cinnamon with a teaspoon of each of the things. Here, you said an eighth a teaspoon of cinnamon, 2 teaspoons of honey, and 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. I just throw it on a plate.
Hi, Brenda. This is Maddie Dash.
Good morning, Maddie.
How are you today?
Great.
Good. On Monday, I was complaining about monotony and not having things to make and just going out and trying to buy a program. And then I decided I would stick with what I could make for another month anyhow. I started with the 16 bean soup, which I cooked so long I could not find a bean in the soup. You know? It was water. I mean, it was thick water, but it was water. So this morning I got up, I had made some, I had said overnight, the black bean soup a few weeks ago, but I didn't cook them. I had put them in a plastic container. In a hefty bag or a Ziploc bag and put them in the freezer. So this morning I said, well, I got up, I put the soup, that soupy stuff on, and then I put the beans in there. So now every hour I've been tasting them to see if the beans are going to evaporate like the other beans, even though they seem to be more heartier, and trying to get them to the right, you know, where they're not hard and crunchy when you eat them. So I gather it'll be okay because I did see a couple of black beans in the original 16 bean soup that I put in. But I said, no, this is, before you know it, I'm going to have gallons and gallons. If this continues like this, if they keep cooking up like that, I'm going to have gallons and gallons of soupy beans, you know?
Soupy
I guess
beans.
It's okay.
Did you use too much water?
I just think they overcooked and turned into mush.
Well, that would be good.
You'd
whip that up in a blender.
Maddie, have you got a slow cooker?
Yes, I thought of that. Oh, I should have done that today.
So sad to boil and throw away the first lot of water, stick it in there and stick on slow, and you guarantee your proper soup.
Okay, I think I will put in the slow cooker. Okay, next time. Another thing I saw was today I saw my good friend, what is his name, on Good Morning America, with the afro hair, and he used to have his own show, Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons, yes.
Yeah, he was with the little children. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Oh, my God, and I said, see, this is what happened with No Child Left Behind. They took all of the exercise out of the class. And when my children were 4 and 9, we used to get up every morning at 6 o'clock, and we would do the exercises before they went to school. And I think my son was in the 4th or 5th grade or something like that. And I said, my God, they took him off, and they could use him today. And there he was this morning doing it with
yes.
the children as opposed to adults. It was good to see him.
Absolutely was. And the kids just loved it, didn't they?
Just loved it. Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
They need to have more exercise.
And all they need is 5 minutes each morning when they're starting class to refresh everyone and get their memories start kicking in. just 5 minutes before star clock. That's what I need to do, get in class and do some exercise and get ready for the day. That's all I need, is just implement something like that.
I got a question on that 16 bean soup. Did you put anything else in with it?
No.
I need to put
At the end, I put onions and believe it or not, Nancy, I put a little garlic in there, and my husband came running into the kitchen wondering what's going on. He said, it smells so good. And we did have for lunch, I put a, I actually fished what little beans were in there. I put a slotted spoon in there, and we took all those few beans that will happen to survive. We took them out, and we put them over some brown rice. So, but they were just cooked too long, and I think I will use, after that, and this has happened a couple of times, I'm going to use the slow cooker, because you're right, I have never had them mush like that on a slow cooker, because I usually do the chili, the bean chili that we, the recipe we have, I do that in there, and that comes out perfect.
Don't change anything that doesn't break.
I haven't made the 16 bean soup, and I need to make some soup. But I just wondered about putting the vegetable broth that you get at the health food store that Char told me about.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't help. Because she said to use that instead of frying with soy oil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Patty could mix it with rice. I mean, I certainly wouldn't throw it away. When I make split pea soup, I don't see split peas in there.
Mm-hmm.
Carrots. Mm-hmm. You might want to cook some carrots or some veggies and mix it in with it. I would definitely never throw it away.
It would be a nice broth.
Mm-hmm.
That's more like what it is, a very, very thick broth.
And we like our split pea soup really thick so that almost your spoon stands up. Mm-hmm. This would not be a problem for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the beans, and my intentions were to go out and get the burritos and put it in the burrito.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a gravy. That's what it's like. It's like a thick gravy now. So that's why I put the black beans in, and then I think I will get the burrito and put that in with some potatoes and some, I'm going to get a salsa from the supermarket and throw that in and put some lettuce on there, and I'm going to try that if I don't overcook these beans again today. And then another thing, I went back to, sometimes it pays to go back to the original. You know how we got these four books from Focus on Grizz? And I have in my refrigerator all of these little patties. I can't stand those little veggie patties that I had bought from the store. And in the little book, they have several recipes. So like one of them was lickety-split burger hash, whereby you put you have all of this and you chop the burger up and you put it in like a hamburger, I gather. I don't know if anybody used that for that reason. Those little veggie burgers Dr.
Mm-hmm.
something or something makes from
Burgers
California?
Or something like that.
Right, exactly. And I don't particularly care for any. I haven't found one yet that I like. I do know, I think Way had sent down a...
I'm making some today.
Oh, I wish you could ship me a few over. I would love to taste them.
Actually, it's possible. No.
Yep.
By the way, this is Mel. The tomato soup was really, really good.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Very good, and it was so easy.
Well, it just takes time. Yeah, it is easy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Very good, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Better than what my daughter makes. I mean, my daughter makes really good tomato soup, too, tomato and basil, but she puts a lot of cream and, all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you put it in a blender, it creams it up, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Huh.
Yes. Excellent. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anyone has anything for peppers? the pepper that we have here is like a long, it's like a triangle shape, but it's long. I think they're sweet peppers.
Red or green?
Green, yes.
Green? I put my green pepper in when I make chili.
Oh, chili, okay. And what do you put in chili?
Tomatoes and beans.
Okay.
I used to put ground meat.
Yeah.
And I also used to mix the ground meat with the ground soy, neither of which I will do anymore.
Huh.
But chili and meat, chili, beans and tomatoes and pepper and onion, I think. I'll go look at my recipe.
Well, I'm sure onions would be there.
And chili powder, and I will go look at my recipe just to be sure I'm not missing anything. Keep talking about
it. Garlic. You'd put garlic in it.
I don't think so. That's one thing. Speaking of garlic, I made the eggplant parmesan last night with two big heads of garlic, and boy, did that smell wonderful.
The eggplant parmesan. You
know, pardon me?
Did you say eggplant parmesan?
Uh-huh.
What kind of cheese do you use?
You know, the one that I had bought two a couple weeks ago, and the one that I used last night was a rice pepper jack flavor, and Char had said this is pretty strong, and I did not find it. I could barely taste it. There was no strong taste at all. And I also have an almond one here that I haven't opened yet.
Does it come shredded, Nancy, or is it in a nice?
Before I got them, and they were in fact one of the almond one is a package. All the rice one is slices. The almond one is a same size package, but it's all one thing, so I have to, you know, I have never found it shredded.
Could it melt?
Differently. It's not going to melt like real cheese, Lee. It just doesn't do that. But it's not, you know, it does spread out a little bit. Does that help? I mean, it's just not real cheese. But it's not like the rice that was out years ago. And it was very good. We enjoyed it last night. Chili, onion, green pepper, salt, paprika, and tomatoes, chili powder, a little bit of red powder, a little sweetener, and kidney beans. Does that help you, Mel?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I put myself on these.
Yeah.
Kidney beans, just for the chili, right?
Yeah, and if you're using the canned beans, rinse them real good before you put them in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything that we use canned beans with, we should always wash real good, shouldn't we?
I do.
Okay.
Didn't used to, but I do now.
The bean juice has a different taste when you start eating fresh. It doesn't taste the same.
Mm-hmm.
Canned. And I did the garbanzo beans fresh, too, and Char's right. They're good. They're very different than canned. Of course, all fresh stuff is better. I think it's getting the habit and the know-how. It's like, I've bought so many acorn squashes and ended up throwing them away because I had never made them. So it was unfamiliar territory. And
I put three of those in the oven last night with the eggplant.
Simple, huh?
Yeah, they're very good. It's sweet. I don't put anything on my acorn. I just eat it the way it is. Some people sweeten it or put, I guess I could put cinnamon on it, but I get my cinnamon in the morning anyway. But I love acorn squash. Hardest part is cutting it in half.
Cutting? Is there a trick?
Well, you know, I ended up using a little paring knife. That seemed to be the easiest one. I had a great big one that I had used to cut the eggplant, and it just, I was afraid I was going to cut my hand. So I tried the paring knife, and it worked. You can put the whole thing in the oven and cook it that way if you can, you know, the easier thing to do would be to cut like a little triangle out so that the steam can escape and it won't explode in your oven, which I've done that too, but it was just, you know, I cut them in half, scooped out the seeds, threw them away. Don't know if the seeds are edible like pumpkins or not, but they probably are.
Scoop them out. I'll have to find that recipe. There was something they were putting. I thought, well, I'm going to try that, because trying new things, and then soy is something that's been very hard for me to get used to using. Tofu and soy milk, I'm good at now. but I'm trying to learn how to use tofu. It's not familiar to me. So I think we just have to get out of our little comfort zone and start experimenting with new things. Who would know an acorn squash would be unfamiliar to me? To anybody, but it is.
It's almost like a sweet potato, but not quite as sweet.
Mm.
For me, anyway.
I find the acorn, the butternut, like the sweet potato, they all kind of like taste the same, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Once you put the cinnamon on, and I forgot the name of that syrup that Char told us to use, I put that on. I used to split mine and put them, you know, face down in some water, stick them into the to the oven. Then I take them out and put that little, I guess, the cinnamon and the little thing, and then bake them for a little while longer just to get that in. They are delicious. Both of them.
Down in
green.
Water, does that keep it from drying out? Or?
Well, yeah, cause, and also help it cook, because it cooks the shell cooks and everything. Other than that, isn't how you cook yours, Nancy?
I just put mine dry on a cookie sheet.
Oh, you put yours on a cookie sheet, and
uh-huh.
I put mine in the Corning, in a little Corning dish,
mm-hmm.
and put, you know, about a quarter of a thing of water in there.
No, I don't
and
put water.
And put them face down, and, mm-hmm, yeah.
As I said, I just eat it plain. I think, it's, you know, for me, it's fine.
But now, when you put yours on your cookie dish, don't your shell cook very hard?
Uh-uh. No. The whole thing
no.
Gets baked. Yeah, the whole
okay.
thing gets really, and when I pierce it, you know, if I pierce it with a knife or a fork, that's mm-hmm. how I know it's done. But yeah, no.
But you don't cut it in half.
I cut it in half, and if you know, I did try it last year, putting the whole thing in. It's just, for me, it makes more sense to cut it in half. I think it probably cooks quicker also. And it didn't take that long to cook, actually.
Okay, is the acorn squash a whole meal, or what would you add when you cook an acorn squash? What would you make a meal?
I would think that's a side dish, would
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
One of the side dishes,
yeah.
not a whole meal. It's like a potato. It's not potato.
And it's also in the refrigerator now, so if I want something semi-sweet, or, you know, with that taste, I can take a spoonful, and it will satisfy me. But no, it would not be a main course for me.
So it's something separate and different. Here are a few things that caught my eye this weekend. How nutritionists stock a healthy kitchen. Simple things we all know, but it's nice to do. Blueberries, antioxidants help fight inflammation and lower cholesterol, blood fats, and blood sugar. Flaxseed, rich in ALA, a fatty acid that may help regulate blood pressure, blood fat, and inflammation. Legumes, that would be all of our beans, soluble fibers, lowers cholesterol, and helps improve insulin resistance. Nuts, packed with heart helpers like omega-3s, fatty acids, phytochemicals, potassium, and vitamin E. Oatmeal, a great source of soluble fiber, heart-healthy B vitamins. Olive and canola oil, high in heart-smart monounsaturated fat, lower saturated fat than other oils. Red wine or grape juice, high in antioxidants and helps protect your vascular system. Salmon, omega-3s help reduce triglycerides, bad cholesterol, blood flow smoothly, lessens chance of clotting, the omega-3s. Soy replaces meat in your meal with soy-based foods such as tofu to help lower cholesterol and spinach. B vitamins and antioxidants fight heart disease, magnesium, can help lower blood pressure. So I like just reviewing and reading those things, because when I'm searching for something, it's nice to munch on a couple of almonds and remember, oh yeah, this has potassium, it's going to help my blood pressure. I don't know if that helps anybody, or just to review those.
Especially when it's something new to you, I think that's great, Brenda. This is Jeannie. When it's something new that you're trying to incorporate in your diet, it's good to be reminded of why you're doing it and what it does. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about it. I haven't been eating flaxseed lately, and it reminded me, oh, yeah, I should be doing that. I should be throwing some flaxseed in more things.
Does anybody, this is Mel, has anybody heard of this Green Channel? Do everybody know about that?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
We have, I'm in New Jersey, and we have it here. I just discovered it when I was here, and it's the Green Channel. It just gives you, everything about, you know, being green, eco green, and you can probably search in your, you know.
What station is that in New Jersey?
113. It says green. Okay. Underneath it says green. Mm-hmm. Gives you all kinds of information to just go green.
That's
really
good.
Very informative channel.
Did you see anything you particularly liked on it?
There was a lot. Like, you know, they're telling you about the mattress, they're telling you about what else was that? I just can't think offhand, but there's a lot of information. I mean, all day it tells you all about being, you know, green. It ties up with greenplanet.com or planetgreen.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have they go up to channel 99? I'll have to pay more money 99. To get up to 103.
Right. Have they touched upon eating animals versus plant at all, Mel?
I don't know if in this...
that you've seen?
I can't remember.
Huh. Anybody watch Oprah yesterday?
Oh, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like watching the food
uh-huh.
that we have.
All right. Yeah, that
certainly reinforces what we're doing.
Yeah. I was waiting for her to mention that she had gone to the plant-based for a few weeks, but she didn't.
Oh, has she?
She did in the spring, before the end of her last season.
Uh-huh.
On her website, she said she's leaning into it.
Again?
Still.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's still, she's working with it mentally, I think.
That's good to know.
Uh-huh.
Well, the cool thing is the leaning
yes.
to it, because the more we know about our plant base, it's like the lady with iron deficiency, well, here's some things to eat, you know, and we increase this. The more we will grab better foods, the more better foods we eat, the healthier we get.
Knowledge is powerful.
There's a diet in this magazine. I found a lot of stuff I didn't like, but a lot of stuff I did. And not really a diet, but a week meal plan. And I thought, oh, let me read this. And it was intriguing because I believe maybe 2/3 of it is plant-based eating, like we eat. The recipes, the meal plan, stir-fry sesame tofu with bok choy. You know,
So if they did have a beef wrap, it has a lot of vegetables. It looks like it's under the 5% rule, but more of the recipes are legumes, soy. They're lacking the meat, and it's not even a vegetarian meal plan. Tofu with black beans and garlic, you know, like every three vegetarian meal to one with meat on this meal plan. That's interesting.
You know, I was looking in the Students Go Vegan cookbook. Does anybody have the Students Vegetarian cookbook? Has anyone purchased that one?
No.
I have it, Maddie. This is Jeannie. In fact, I had gotten that one before I got the vegan one, thinking that I had the vegan one.
Okay.
And so, and you know, I have not looked at it in a little while. I know I cooked something out of there. I can, I'll look today and then let you know tomorrow.
Okay. What's unique to that is the fact that it said it has few ingredients. You know,
right.
And I do have a cookbook from O that has no more than three ingredients.
Oh, wow.
And I was just wondering whether I would invest in this one. It's I thought it was $13.95. It says in the back of the book. Whether I'll just go ahead and get this one if it doesn't have, you know, a whole lot of ingredients.
Jeannie, does it use a lot of dairy, cheese and stuff in it? Where a lot of vegetarian recipes tend to be very high on cheese. And
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of dairy. That's their main thing is the dairy, because they think they're getting their protein or whatever from the cow, from the dairy.
Right. Well, then maybe I won't get that one. Well, you can look into it to report back.
Yeah, I'll let you know tomorrow. I'll look today and see what I can find for you.
Thank you.
I think I remember there were some good recipes in there, but, you know, like I said, I haven't looked at it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does anybody else have any questions or anything they'd like to ask or comment? It's getting long into the hour, and anything you'd like to bring up?
Just another comment on TV. The doctors that I've gotten hooked on watching had a segment yesterday where a guy was 400 pounds, had gone through the testing that the insurance company insisted he do because he was just set for gastric bypass, and at the last minute something told him not to do that, and he went on a raw diet. And there was a woman on who described what the raw diet is, and it's exactly the way we're eating now. In 2 years, this guy got rid of 200 pounds, and he's a different person. He could barely walk up the steps before without panting and, you know, pushing himself up. He is a totally different person now. And looks phenomenal. You know, it's just a really strong push towards better eating.
On that
and there was another guy on Jeopardy that said he lost 70 pounds, and he had. They said he said he eats less. He eats healthier, and he exercises every day, and he lost 70 pounds. So I guess we're all looking into eating better, feeling better, and getting into the scale, though it's only a number.
Well, I have something on that one of these days I'll read. But, the problem with when they say eat healthier, so many times what they're doing, and I even heard it this morning on one of the programs, I don't remember which I was watching, they say eat healthier but don't eliminate anything. And that really is not the way to do it. As we know. It's just, I don't know.
Well, you know, here again, on the bypass surgeries that they avoided, which was a very good thing for them, the lady who came and spoke to us about diabetes also said that because somebody asked her, well, you know, when people have this bypass surgery, their diabetes drops tremendously. And she said, yes, but it never lasts. The results are showing that it always
revert back to where it was before. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, well, why is that? And she said, well, they haven't really changed their eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a temporary fix. That's where the man you were discussing about, Nancy, I'm sure his numbers and everything has changed dramatically since he changed his eating. Am I on?
Hello?
So, okay, well, it's about that time. Are there any other comments or questions?
Nope.
Oh, I thought my phone died.
No.
For a minute. Okay, well, since there aren't, and I've had a good time talking to you, everybody, today, I hope you've gained something from this and have a lot more to share and go on with our learning of lifestyle. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening in today.
Thanks, Brenda.
You're welcome. Go out and have a good day.
You too.
Bye.